The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolly Marks, how are you? Did you just hiccup?
I tell you, things aren't as exciting here as they are there in South Africa. Fill me in on the latest.
Well, I must tell you that Sasha Starr said a little bit earlier, I actually feel a bit sorry for Rolene, because Israel, where's Israel? You know, it's like, South African news all the way today. It's absolutely crazy. South Africans on Twitter going completely, completely nuts. We've started a bit of a trend hashtag, here on the show saying Zuma exit songs. And we've asked our listeners and we've really got so many people, tweeting and SMSing, Zuma exit songs. Very, very nice. Like he came in like a wrecking ball and things like that.
Well, of course, there's the obvious, there's the clash, should I stay or should I go?
There's Pink Floyd. Nobody thought of that one.
There's Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb, but for Zuma, we'll change it to Comfortably Dumb.
I like that one also, yeah.
There's Pink Floyd again with Another Brick in the Wall, which we'll change to another word that rhymes with brick.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil.
You know, you're not bad at this. We should have had you on earlier.
Well, I like this game. Can I play too?
You can. Get onto Twitter and Zuma Exit Songs, the hashtag, join us.
Zuma Exit Songs. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to go there right this minute, but only after I've delivered my news report. But listen, the way it's going, Bibi is not too far behind.
What is it? Well, it's actually very interesting because I was doing some checking on the different news services earlier. CNN were very, very focused on it, as they would be. But the issue is, I mean, the reality is, and of course it's important, if he accepted bribes and if he accepted gifts, he needs to face the consequences of his actions. I still can't get my head around that it was cigars and champagne that he accepted as gifts, and that's the issue. You know, here in South Africa, we are dealing with corruption on such a mass scale that I'm sorry to say, Rolene, it's hard to take it seriously.
Well, this is a country where the comptroller a couple of years ago called him to task for spending 10,000 shekels on ice cream when he entertained. In fact, I think it was pistachio nut ice cream was his favorite. You know, you are held accountable for your actions here, for your spending here. And I think it's just, it's a lot of things that are compounding it. It is some 75,000 shekels in pricey gifts. It's the cigars and champagne. This is seen as bribery. You know, just the very concept that it is bribery is just not going to stand here. Yeah. There's also an issue now with Yair Lapid because Yair Lapid may testify against him. Yair Lapid is a key witness. Netanyahu's playing this down, saying it's definitely politically charged that Yair Lapid, being from the leader of an opposition party, may want him out. So it's all very exciting, but I tell you, not as exciting as things are in South Africa these last couple of days.
And the last couple of hours, because as I'm sure you do know, Jacob Zuma went on SABC TV and was completely deranged. The bloke has completely lost his mind. He kept asking what he's done wrong. It wasn't me. You know, that's the Shaggy song. It wasn't me. Absolutely absurd. Twitter and South Africa are not treating him very, very kindly. But I think it's made it even clearer that this bloke needs to be removed from office, whether he likes it or not. He's absolutely demented and needs to be removed. But let's talk about some of the issues going on in Israel. What's the latest there?
Well, the latest here in Israel is today is the start of the Ahed Tamimi trial, which is closed to the media. Now, I know that there are a lot of organizations going absolutely mashuga, not as mashuga as people on Twitter for Zuma, but The trial is not a secret trial. The trial is just closed to the media. However, it's in the military court. Her family and those who are necessary to be there are there. And what is interesting is that many people think that Ahed Tamim is on trial. First of all, she's 17 years old, so she's not as young as people think she is. She's not just on trial for slapping IDF officers. She's also on trial for two other counts. One of those, which is incitement, she is inciting for suicide bombers. She's advocating the use of suicide bombers. The other reason she's on trial is also for throwing stones, which is a very, very serious offense here in Israel because it has cost people their lives.
Right. And how do we foresee this trial going?
Well, it could take a long while to reach a verdict. They reckon that she won't receive anything less than a year's sentence. And also, it must be noted that just because she has had a lot of international press coverage doesn't mean she's entitled to different treatment than any other person on trial. So I think this is why they have restricted the media access. Whatever happens outside of the courts will happen outside of the courts and won't impact at all on the procedure inside the court.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. And as I said to David Efun earlier, we spoke to him in New York, David being the editor of the Algemeine. It is quite incredible the number of young people who are incarcerated all over the Middle East, who are being murdered in Syria, who are being locked up in Iran for removing their head covering. And of course, this is the person, this is the one, a young woman who went out to slap and start with antagonizing as a soldier. This is the cause that the left is getting behind. It is absolutely shameful and hypocritical in the strongest way. It is quite appalling.
It is quite appalling. And, you know, to segue back to Zuma and back to the Zuma exit songs, would it be remiss of me to suggest Money for Nothing?
Absolutely right. That is most certainly. Certainly,
I'm on a roll here, Howard. We're just going to have to deal with it.
We are going to have to deal with it. I can see that this is the way this Israel report's going to go. But, but nothing wrong with it at all. Tell us about people in glass houses.
Well, this I found absolutely fascinating. Many of you are familiar with the organization called Oxfam, which collects and provides for the underprivileged and those who are enduring sufferance around the world. Well, these sex scandals or allegations of sexual abuse have broken out, and many of Oxfam's workers, especially those who have been in Haiti over the last couple of years, are accused of gross sexual misconduct and sexual abuse, to the point that one of their celebrity spokespeople, Minnie Driver, the actress, has actually resigned and said she cannot no longer, under good conscience, I tell you, my English is becoming more Hebrew by the day, support an organization like Oxfam. And I find it particularly interesting because Oxfam, apart from being extremely critical of the state of Israel, actually harassed the actress Scarlett Johansson for being the spokesperson of SodaStream because they cannot support any enterprise in what they see as the occupied West Bank. However, The Scarlett Johansson and SodaStream do support the interaction and equal working opportunities for both Palestinians and Israelis. So I just found it's very, very interesting because we often hear from these organizations that make these loaded statements. And now this has come to light that not only are they hypocritical in their pointing fingers, but we see a case here of people in glass houses shouldn't be throwing stones.
Absolutely incredible. And again, it's just something we see over and over and over again. The circle that turns, and yet somehow it's people just don't join the dots. France has asked Israel for help to enforce mandatory conscription. I found that fascinating.
I also found that fascinating because the French are reviewing the idea of mandatory conscription, and they actually want help from Israel because they see Israel as an example of being able to integrate diverse communities into the army, into serving together. So I think that this is an absolute fascinating story, and I cannot wait to see how it progresses. Because Israel has, under incredible circumstances, managed to integrate minority communities, volunteers from around the world, the religious, the secular, people from all walks of life, into an army for the people, of the people. So the French reckon that this is perhaps a solution to some of the issues causing breakdowns and discrimination in their own society. So let's watch the space. How would it looks like it's going to be quite interesting.
Indeed, it will be. Unsigned SMS saying, please refresh my memory. How was Mbeki removed? 1 minute he was the president, then he wasn't. Again, Zuma won, South Africa null. South Africa's being held hostage. Zumaites must go. Thank you for that SMS. The truth is, I was actually reading up on it a little bit earlier because I found it really fascinating how young and naive the country was at the time of Thabo Mbeki's removal. And in fact, the way in which it worked was the NEC recalled him, and I think Mbeki was so shocked and so offended and almost embarrassed that he did the honorable thing and he stepped down. That's why it didn't become a thing at all. By the way, President Jacob Zuma didn't tell the truth earlier with how he recounted that event. Julius Malema tweeted immediately that he is lying, he's not being honest, because he was very much part of it. So indeed, that is exactly the case. South Africa was a very different, very young and very naive at that point. What is fascinating is that we've had two successive presidents recalled. I think that is also something worth noting. And we do have to wonder about if that is the best way forward for a country as well. It's all very well that we're very excited and happy that President Jacob Zuma gets recalled now. But what happens if Cyril Ramaphosa is the most incredible president, or anybody who follows him? The NEC then changes its balance of power and simply removes the bloke because they don't like him. So I do think it does make for a fairly unstable political environment. So, Rolene, we will keep you posted as to what's going on here in South Africa. I think South Africans, as always, waiting with bated breath. It seems like it might be a long night. We do know that Jacob Zuma is nocturnal, so it'll be late. He might make a statement sometime later this evening. He hasn't given an indication as to what time he is going to revert to the public of South Africa and give them his thoughts. But either way, by the end of tomorrow, there should be absolutely no reason why Jacob Zuma will still be president.
I have to leave you with two more songs.
Oh, brilliant. Please go right ahead.
I have to leave
right
you
ahead.
With two more songs. And Money's Too Tight to Mention.
Brilliant, yes.
And Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
That is a great one indeed. I'm going to, the Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. I'm going to play their ad, and afterwards I'm going to tell you one of the songs that I absolutely love for this occasion.